请翻开以斯帖记第五章。
Please turn to Esther chapter 5.
五六章啊，描写到以斯帖去觐见亚哈水的王。
Esther chapter 5 gives us the account of how Esther went into the king. 啊，
也描述亚哈水的王啊，他晚上睡不着。
And it also tells us how there was one night Ahasuerus or Xerxes could not fall asleep.
所以从第五章跟第六章啊，小弟给他定一个题目叫做省掌权、啊、
And so I call this chapter God Reigns.
Okay, 在这两章里头我们看到、整个、原本要屠杀犹太人的、这个计划、整个被、神的介入、整个扭转过来。
And in this chapter and the following chapter, God overheaves all the conspiracy thatHammond had plotted.
啊，非常的戏剧性的改变。
It's a complete reversal of fortune.
五章第一节这里说，第三天以斯帖穿上朝服，进王宫的内院，对殿站立。王在殿里坐在宝座上，对着殿门。
Chapter 5, verse 1 reads, On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall.And the king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall facing the entrance.
经过三天的禁食祷告。
So Esther and her people fasted and prayed for 3 days.
以斯帖抱着必死的决心去见王。
And with a strong determination and resolve, Esther went to see the king.
她穿上了朝服、啊、就是要觐见王的服装。
She put on her royal robes, getting herself set to see the king.
希腊版本的以斯帖补述啊是翻成说以斯帖盛装打扮。
In the other supporting texts, they describe how Esther prepared her whole body
去见王
to go see the king.
为什么要如此的打扮
Why did she have to prepare herself?
打扮得非常的隆重
In order to make herself appropriate.
而不是穿着像莫迪改一样披着麻布啊蒙灰这样。
She didn't put on sackcloth and ashes to go see the king.
这就是以斯帖的聪明。
But this is the wisdom of Esther.
中国有句话说啊，女为悦己者容啊，就是女孩子啊，会为了欣赏自己的男孩子来打扮自己。
There's a Chinese saying how a woman can beautify themselves for men.
我不要忘记前面提到。他已经一个月，整整一个月，王没有召见他。
Now, don't forget that the king had not requested Esther's presence for at least a month now.
今天他打扮得非常的漂亮。
But Esther got herself all dressed up for this occasion.
突然出现在王的面前。
And so she appeared before the king suddenly.
他也知道，如果没有王的召见，贸然去见王，有可能啊。会丧失生命。
She realized what she was putting herself at risk for.
但是我们想想看，如果王看到以斯帖是打扮得非常的漂亮，站在他的面前呢？
But if you think to yourself, if the king sees this beautiful woman, his wife Esther, standing before him,
他又何忍心呢、不召见他反而赐死给他。
It's highly unlikely that he would put her to the death.Let alone not see her.
那我们看到以斯帖善用神给他的恩赐、美丽。
So we see how Esther utilized her beauty to the utmost.
也让我们想起同样美丽的被废掉的皇后瓦什提。
And by the same token, we can see how Vashti misused her beauty.
相形之下，以斯帖显得。有智慧多了。
So we see how much wiser Esther was compared to Vashti.
美丽给以斯帖带来的是逃过死亡。
And the beauty that God gave Esther was enabled her to overcome death.
但美丽却给瓦斯提带来的是被废掉的命运啊。
But the beauty that God gave Vashti was wasted.
所以重要的在于是不是懂得去运用。
And so the main lesson to be learned here is whether we know how to utilize what God has given us.
我们经常听到有一句话说啊，说给他鱼不如啊，教他怎么钓鱼哈。
Some people will say, it's not as good to just give the fish as it is to teach one how to fish.
有一个小朋友在河边看到有一个老人在钓鱼。
There's a child who saw an old man fishing by the water.
没有多久啊，就钓满满的一桶鱼了。
And in a short period of time, he wound up catching a bucket full of fish.
老人看到有人在欣赏他钓鱼啊，也觉得很得意。
And the old man felt kind of gratified seeing this little kid watching him.
毕竟这是他几十年练就的功夫啊。
Because he was putting his skill and talent on display.
所以他很慷慨地跟小男孩说，我这桶鱼送给你。
So he told the boy, let me give you this bucket of fish.
小男孩说我不要。
And the little boy said no.
老人说那你要什么呢？
And then the old man answered, well, what do you want?
小男孩说我要你的钓竿。
And the little boy said, I want your fishing pole.
我们都会认为这个小男孩很聪明。
We may think that this little boy is very wise.
就如同他回答老人的这个问题一样。
In the fashion that he responded to this old man.
如果我只要那一桶鱼没有多久我就吃完了。
Because if he had taken the bucket of fish, then after a while the fish would be gone.
那如果我有你的钓竿的话，我就吃不完的鱼了。
But with his fishing pole, I could catch more fish.
故事没有到这里就结束了。
But the story doesn't end here.
在现实的生活中，
in today's world,
拥有钓竿并不代表你能钓到鱼啊。
If you have a fishing pole, it doesn't mean that you're going to catch anything.
同样的，当员工羡慕老板。坐在办公室里头，就有接不完的订单，就有滚滚而入的财源呢。
It doesn't mean that you can just sit in your office and reap the benefits of a huge income.
并不代表说，只要你有了老板的头衔，你就可以跟他一样。
It doesn't mean that as long as you're just sitting in the boss's office, you're going to have as big an income as the boss.
很多事情是需要付出努力的。
Because everything takes effort.
就如同光有钓竿。不一定代表你就能钓到鱼。
If you have a fishing pole, it doesn't mean you're going to catch anything.
在当中，那个钓鱼的技巧、知识，不断的磨练，所累积的功夫，那个才是关键。
It's only through training, effort, skill, and talent are you going to be able to catch anything.
所以今天不是光有头衔就能够达到相对而来的这个果效跟利益啊。
We don't always get good results from our efforts.
有没有下功夫才是重点。
But what's important is that we do try and put out the effort.
同样，今天我们都称作基督徒。
Today we're all Christians.
我们都称作是真耶稣教会的信徒。
We're members of the True Jesus Church.
我们相信真耶稣教会是得救的教会。
We believe that this church is the door to salvation.
问题不是说。你成为真耶稣教的信徒，就代表你在审判的宝座前铁定能得救了。
But it doesn't mean that you're in the church. That doesn't mean that you're going to get salvation.
当然，主耶稣为我们代死流的宝血的洗礼是绝对有功效。
Of course, the baptism that Jesus gives us is of much efficacy.
但是我们。在这个还剩余的年日当中，我们是不是配得这个得救啊？
But whether we behave in a fashion that's worthy of salvation is another question after baptism.
就要看我们怎么样过基督徒的生活。
How do we behave and conduct ourselves in our everyday lives?
所以我们从以斯帖皇后她盛装去朝见王的事情上。
So just from seeing how Esther prepared herself to go see the king,
那我们想起将来在审判宝座前，我们每个人都要盛装，穿着白衣来朝见主耶稣啊。
Teaches us that we have to put on our royal robes, our white and spotless robes, in order to prepare ourselves to see Jesus the king.
白衣代表着我们的行为。
A white robe represents our conduct and behavior.
我们白衣还在吗？
Do we still have our white robes?
我们白衣干净吗？
Are our robes spotless?
以斯帖朝见王。
So Esther went to the king.
王看到她打扮得如此的漂亮。
And when the king saw that she looked magnificent,
那个怜爱她的心就油然而起。
And he was favorably disposed to her.
果然对她伸出金杖。
And he held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand.
允许她来见王。
And so she came before the king.
对她说啊，以斯帖啊，你要什么？你求什么？就是国的一半。
And the king asked her, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be given you."
同样的话，在第一次筵席跟第二次筵席都说过。
We can see that the same words were spoken in the first banquet and the second banquet.
我们不要天真的认为说真的想要把王国的一半给以斯帖哈。
We shouldn't, of course, assume that the king really meant what he said.
那是一种这个。宫廷当中的一个官场的话而已啦。
It's some hot smoke that the king regularly said.
表达他对他的这个以斯帖对他的皇后的这个宠爱。
It was an expression of the king's affection for his queen.
以斯帖在这个紧要的关头，他却什么都不求。
But Queen Esther.In this setting, didn't request anything of the king.
他只求王带着哈曼来赴他所准备的筵席。
Except for one thing, that the king accompany Haman and come to this banquet that Esther would prepare for them.
为什么以斯帖不在这个时候就跟王报告哈曼的阴谋？
So the question presents itself, why did Queen Esther not report on all the evil doings that Haman had been plotting?
因为以斯帖他知道
，and that's because Esther realized，
瓦斯提皇后的命运
，it realized the downfall of Vashti。
同样的是在这个筵席当中
，she realized that Queen Vashti had seen her demise during a banquet，
而被废掉
，and had been fired。
所以她一定要有十足的把握
，and so。Esther realized that she had to preserve herself.
因为哈曼毕竟是王所信任、所宠爱的大臣。
Because Haman was a close and trusted advisor of the king.
而且是一国的宰相。
And he was one of the highest officials in the land.
在他没有十足的把握之前，他不敢贸然的来进行。
And so Esther, before she was sure of her preservation and safety and victory,did not dare present her petition to the king at this point.
来进行揭发哈曼的阴谋。
And so she prepared herself to counter Haman's evil schemes.
我们不得不赞叹以斯帖的细心。
So we have to realize Esther's thinking.
还有她的聪明。
And her wisdom.
再来，她不在第一次就讲出哈曼的阴谋，一来也是要不让哈曼起疑心啊。
Esther also didn't want Haman to become suspicious of her going about.
等候神进一步的指示。
But rather, she took it step by step.
所以以斯帖在这个时候不敢贸然的开口。
So she didn't want to open up her mouth and talk bad about Haman quite yet.
她只求王带着哈曼来赴他的筵席。
She just asked the king.And Haman to come to the banquet.
于是这个哈曼这个王就叫哈曼速速照以斯帖的话去做了。
And so the king, just as Esther had requested, told Haman to accompany him to dinner.
就带着以斯帖，带着哈曼来赴以斯帖的筵席。
And so they went to the banquet.
在筵席当中，酒过三巡又同样问以斯帖。
And as they were drinking wine, the king again asked Esther.
你要什么，我必赐给你；你求什么，就是国的一半，我也为你成就。
What is your petition? It will be given you. And what is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted.
以斯帖还是没说。
Esther still held back.
她什么都不求。
She didn't ask the king anything.
她求王带着哈曼再赴她第二次的宴席。
But rather, she asked the king and Haman to come to yet another banquet.
我们刚刚讲过，以斯帖是个聪明人。
We talked about how wise Esther was.
她如果在筵席当中，同样啊提出哦揭发哈曼的阴谋。
If Esther started talking bad about Haman during the banquet,
有可能王会跟她讲。
Perhaps the king would answer her.
发出去的命令是不能更改的。
The edict that I've put forth already is immutable.
只有可能王下一道命令说赦免以斯帖皇后。
I can only produce an edict that says I will spare your life, Queen Esther.
让她免于跟犹太人一起灭亡。
So that you yourself, Queen Esther, won't be destroyed with your people.
同样的，在喝酒畅快之时，她也知道瓦斯提皇后的遭遇结局啊。
And Esther, of course, realized that Vashti had seen her demise while the king was drunk.
所以以斯帖还是不敢贸然的就揭发哈曼的阴谋。
So, Queen Esther once again held back.
当这个九到十四节。
Now if we skip to chapter 5 verse 9 to 14.
这边九节说哈曼那一日心中快乐欢欢喜喜的出来。
We see that in verse 9, Haman went out that day happy and in high spirits.
得到皇后这个一次的这个邀请赴筵席哈曼已经觉得非常满足了。
Because he was overjoyed that the queen had invited him to her banquet.
又再次的得到第二次的邀请了。
Not only that, but she had invited him to yet another banquet.
真是无限的光荣啊。
This was such a glorious accomplishment on his behalf.
但是看到莫迪改坐在朝门不起来，连声也不动，就满心的恼怒莫迪改。
But when he saw Mordecai at the king's gate and observed that he neither rose nor showed fear in his presence, he was filled with rage against Mordecai.
满心的高兴，但是看到莫迪改不向他跪拜，又满心的愤怒。
He was happy.But when he saw Mordecai, his face turned sour.
Mordecai 的不跪拜成了哈曼生命当中的一个缺口。
It became a gaping hole in Haman's life.
虽然他已经拥有很多了。
Even though Haman had so much in his life,
拥有财富，拥有地位
，wealth, fame, and fortune,
拥有王的宠爱
，the favor of the king,
拥有皇后的宴请的这个荣耀
，the invitation of the queen.
但是他却没有办法来面对他生命中的缺憾，莫迪改不向他跪拜的事情。
He was still unable to fill that gaping hole that gnawed at him, that Mordecai the Jew would not honor him.
一个真正的这个高官爵位的人不会只在乎一两个人对他的不满。
Someone who is truly great, won't be taken down by one or two people who.Dislike him or do not show him honor.
他所当在乎的是整个人民是不是对他尊敬。
Because what he or him, she concerns herself or himself with is whether the whole people honor and respect him.
是不是对他服从
？Whether they show him honor.
在团体当中若总是因为一两个人不良的态度表现反应，让我们就感到难过的话。那我们的日子会过不下去的。
If we in our daily lives are annoyed by just one or two people, then our days are going to be long and hard.
在我们每个人的生命当中，都有类似的缺憾、缺口在。
In this world today, we're going to have a lack and necessity.
我们要怎么样去面对我们人生的不满意
？But how can we go about facing our lack and our necessities?
有一个故事说。说到有个国王有十个公主，
十个公主，
他的儿女儿，
对，是是。There was a king who had ten children.
女儿
ten daughters.
他为他这十个女儿每个人给他一百个金的发夹。
And he gave each of these daughters hair clip. Golden, 100 golden hair clips.
因为啊，这四个女儿、啊、都有一头很漂亮的长发哈、
啊。Because they all had long hair.
柔柔亮亮，闪闪动人啊。
It was wonderful.
有一天啊，这个大女儿大公主啊啊起来，然后梳头发的时候，发现少了一个发夹。
And one day, one of the daughters awoke and rose to find that she was missing one of the hair clips.
哈，没办法接受这个哦，少一个发夹这种不圆满的遗憾。
And she couldn't get over the fact that she had lost one of them.
啊，所以啊，啊，她就向她的妹妹，二公主摸一个来了。
And so, she took one of her younger sisters and claimed it as her own.
她的妹妹啊。二公主、啊、同样也没办法去接受少一个发夹生命中的遗憾。
And、this number two daughter couldn't get over it either.
她就向她的妹妹三公主就摸一个来了。
And so she took one from the third daughter.
啊，这一个摸一个，一个摸一个，到最后就是啊，最后一个第十这个小公主啊啊，她少了一个发夹。
And so it turned out that the youngest daughter was missing one hairpiece.、
啊、小公主无所谓，她觉得。啊，她有九十九个已经很多了。
But the youngest daughter felt, no big deal. I still have 99 of them.
她依然是很快乐。
And so she lived a great and happy life.
啊，她并不认为少一个发夹对她来讲是生命中当中的一个遗憾。
She didn't let, this missing hair clip, be the end all of her life.
没有多久啊，哎，邻国的王子啊，过来求亲。
And later, next door, neighboring country's prince came to seek a wife.
哦，他说到啊，说啊，他的哦，他所养的这个、哦、一只这个鸟啊，啊，有一天呢、啊，雕了一个金发夹。
And one of the birds that he was bringing up lost a golden clip.
哦，从这个发夹上面啊，皇室的徽章啊，啊，认出啊啊是贵国啊。这个皇宫的东西哈
，and just from the hair clip, you could tell that it belonged to the palace.
啊，从这个金发夹啊，可得知啊，一定是很高贵的，啊，而且一定是哦有很漂亮的头发的，才会用那个金做的发夹来。
You would by looking at the hair clip itself realize that it belonged to someone of noble stature.
所以他愿意啊啊跟这个发夹的主人呐、啊。来澄清呢
，and so he was willing to come to this family of hair clips to look for a wife.
这个王子啊啊是啊国际闻名的大帅哥哈、哦、
，and he was the most eligible bachelor, handsomest man in the country.
啊，当国王把这四个公主通通叫出来的时候
，so when he called his four princes up to the palace.
这些公主们啊，为了这个王子快要抓狂啊。
These four princes were trying to get the prize.
大公主很想要当这个王子的、啊、这个太太。
And the oldest daughter wanted to be the wife of this prince.
那无奈啊，她头上是一百个发夹。
And she had 100 hair clips.
二公主。也是
，same with the second，
三公主也是
，third，
最后少了一个发夹的小公主站了出来，因为她头上只有九十九个发夹。
And finally, the youngest daughter came before the suitor with just 99 hair clips.
当然，故事最后就是小公主与这个王子过着幸福快乐的日子啊。
And the story ends with this youngest daughter and this prince living happily ever after.
这是个故事啊
so it's a story.
啊，但是告诉我们说，每个人生命当中都不完美。
It just teaches us, though, that no one's life is perfect and complete.
我们要用什么态度去面对我们生命当中的遗憾跟不完美
？But rather, what attitude do we each have in encountering the necessities and the gaping holes in our life?
你可以像哈曼一样用仇恨。
You could be just like Haman, filled with rage.
来。面对你生命中的不完美
encounter and to face your hardships.
但你也可以用爱跟宽恕来面对你生命中的不完美
But on the other hand, you can face your lives imperfections with love and patience and goodness.
中国有话说啊，说母不嫌子丑哈，虽然孩子长得不漂亮，但是没有一个母亲会嫌孩子长得不漂亮。
There's a Chinese proverb that says that no mother would consider his or her own child as ugly.
台湾啊，有一句话说啊，拍拍安，假为康啊，意思说啊，虽然丈夫不怎么好，但是总是三餐不断的一个依靠啊。
And there's a Taiwanese saying that even though my husband isn't the greatest, I still get 3 meals a day.
为什么他们能够接纳生命当中的不完美？
Why is it that people are able to accept the things that they miss in life?
因为有爱啊。
And because there's love.
三个母亲在一起聊天啊。
There are three mothers talking to each other.
第一个母亲说啊，我的孩子啊，将来一定是个工程师。
One mother said, my son is going to be an engineer.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为无论买什么玩具给他，他总是把它破坏的支离破碎。
Because regardless of what toy I buy him, he always takes it apart.
所以他将来一定是个工程师。
So he's got the makings of an engineer.
第二个妈妈就说了。
And the second mother,
那我的儿子啊，将来一定是个大律师啊。
Said, my son's going to be a great lawyer.
为什么呢？
Why?
我骂他一句，他顶我十句啊。
Because every time I say one word to him in scolding him, he scolds me back with 10 words.
所以他将来一定是个大律师，很会辩论。
He's going to be a great lawyer.
最后那个母亲说，那如果这么说的话，那我的儿子将来一定是个大医生。
And the final doctor said, well, the final mother said, well, my son's going to be a great doctor.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他经常生病嘛，所以将来一定是个医生。Because
he's always sick and he's going to build some good resistance.
为什么这三个母亲对于他自己的儿子、小孩的不完美，却能够把它美化来接纳？
And that's because these three mothers were able to turn their children's flaws and imperfections into a thing of beauty.
因为心中有爱。
Because they had love in their hearts.
同样的，有一次我到某个教会去协助这个联恩布道会。
I went to a church one time for a spiritual convocation.
教会有一个执事跟我讲。
And one of the deacons in the church spoke to me.
我很不喜欢让我们的青年去参加 NYTS.
He said to me, I really don't like to have our young people go to NYTS.
我说为什么呢？去参加NYTS很好啊。
And I asked him, why not?
他说他原本也是这么想啊。And
he explained his thinking.
但是这些青年参加完了回来之后，总是这边不好，那边不好，这边要改，那边要革命。He
said that when these young people come back from NYTS, they're constantly filled with criticism and complaints.
NYTS啊。 其实是 not yet to serve 啊，还没有啦。
NYTS really stands for not yet ready to serve.
所以希望啊，我们这次参加 NYTS 之后回去啊，我们都能够接纳我们生命当中的不完美啊。So
we hope that everyone, when we go home from NYTS, will be able to accept the flaws and imperfections in our lives.
看到。 无论是教会或者是任何的事情，我们都能够用爱去包容那个不完美跟不完全。So
that if we see flaws or imperfections in our local church, that we will be able to face them with love, gentleness, and mercy.
为他祷告，进一步的去协助他。
So that we can pray for whatever we need to, and to be able to accept it.
好，我们再回到这个以斯帖记来。
Let's turn back to the book of Esther.
哈曼啊，暂时忍下对莫迪改的这个生气啊。So
Haman restrained himself and went home after he saw Mordecai dissing him at the gate.
回到家里，当然了，就向他的妻子、向他的朋友来炫耀他是如何得宠。And
he called together his friends and his wife and boasted to them about all that he had accomplished.
将皇后啊。 要请他吃饭的事情啊，又拿出来说了。And
he told them that the queen had invited him to another banquet the following night.
当然了，最后啊， But
then he told him about the pain in his heart in seeing Mordecai the Jew disrespecting him at the gate every day.
这个时候他的妻子啊, 叫做细利斯, 还有他的朋友,
But in verse 14, Zeresh and all of Haman's friends said to him,
不如啊, 立一个五丈高的, 这个木架子啊, 明天早上求王啊, 把莫迪该挂在上面。
Why don't you just have a gallows built 75 feet high and ask the king to hang Mordecai in the morning?
然后啊, 你就可以高高兴兴地跟王去赴宴席了。
And then after that, you can happily go on your way to the banquet.
这个哈曼啊, 觉得这个主意很好。
And this suggestion delighted Haman.
就叫人家做了一个木匠。
And so he had a gallows built.
准备要求王害死莫迪该。
Wanting to ask the king to kill Mordecai.
我们看到, 这个哈曼的妻子还有他的朋友给他的建议。
Look at this suggestion that Zeresh and all of Haman's friends gave him.
尤其是他的妻子。
Especially his wife.
他的妻子不但没有劝他说, 要看开一点。
Not only did Zeresh not advise her husband to be more open-minded,
反而, 替他先生出主意来害人。
But rather advised her husband to go and kill someone.
让我们想到什么呢?
What's this remind us of?
让我们想到亚哈王的妻子耶洗别。
This calls to mind King Ahab's wife Jezebel.
列王记上的21章记载, 当亚哈王看中了拿伯的葡萄园的时候,
In 1 Kings chapter 21, it tells the story of how Jezebel saw Naboth's vineyard.
他想要向拿伯来交换或者是来购买他的葡萄园。
And Ahab really wanted this vineyard and wanted to buy the vineyard from Naboth.
但是拿伯以着律法规定祖先留下的产业不可以卖断为理由来拒绝。
But Naboth replied to the king, God forbids that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers.
这个规定亚哈王也晓得。
This was written in the law of the land, and even King Ahab should have realized this.
得不到葡萄园的亚哈王啊，闷闷不乐啊，饭也吃不下啊，面对的墙壁啊，这个很不高兴。
But because Ahab couldn't get this vineyard, he was sullen and angry and couldn't get over it.
这个时候，他的太太来了。And
so his wife came to him.
她问他为什么不吃饭，闷闷不乐。
She asked him, why are you sulking and refusing to eat?
于是亚哈王把一切的事情跟他的太太耶洗别皇后讲。And
so Ahab told his wife Jezebel what had happened.
皇后啊，耶洗别啊，跟这个细利斯是一样的。Now
Jezebel is just like this Haman's wife Zeresh.
对亚哈王说啊，说啊，你到底是不是王啊？怎么这么没有用啊？
Jezebel, Ahab's wife, said to him, Are you useless? Are you a king or not?
好，你高高兴兴去吃饭，我替你想办法。
Get up and eat. Cheer up. I'll handle this.
他想什么办法？
What plan did she come up with?
想出作假见证害死拿伯的方法来抢夺他的葡萄园。
She came up with a conspiracy to bear false witness and testimony against Naboth to kill him and take his vineyard.
太太很重要啊。
A good wife is of utmost importance.
中国啊，有一句话说，台语的哈，听某嘴大富贵哈，听太太的话大富大贵哈。
If you are listening to the advice of your wife, plays a large influence on your life.
如果像箴言那边所说的哈，唯有贤惠的妻子是神所赏赐的，那真的是听太太的话是对的啦。
The book of Proverbs tells us that a prudent wife is the gift of the Lord.
但如果太太是没有道理、不敬拜神、不敬畏神的人，那就不一定。But
this may not hold true, listening to your wife's advice, if your wife is someone who does not fear God.
同样的，先生也是一样哦。By
the same token, husbands hold true too.
夫妻两方面要共同 做好事哦，不是互相来做哦，一起来做坏事哦。
Husband and wife should be a team, to do good things, not bad.
要相互的规劝。
To help each other out.
因为你们是一体的。
Because, the two, husband and wife are really one.
使徒行传第五章啊，说到亚拿尼亚夫妇啊，一起欺哄圣灵的事情。
In Acts chapter 5, it tells us how Ananias and his wife, together conspired to trick the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经劝导我们夫妻要同心。
This tells us that a husband and wife should be of one mind and one accord.
但是在好事上同心哦，不是在恶事上同心哦。
But that really means one mind and one accord in doing good and righteous deeds.
所以啊，在这里呀，我们看到这个哈曼的太太啊，不但没有劝他先生啊，反而啊，替他先生出一些馊主意啊。
So in Esther, we see that Haman's wife Zeresh gave him a really bad suggestion.
第六章开始啊，就谈到神奇妙的作为啊。
Starting with chapter 6, we see how God started stretching his hand out and put his hand to work.
六章一到三节描写亚哈水鲁王那一天晚上睡不着。
In chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, it records how King Xerxes couldn't sleep one night.
所以啊，他叫人拿历史来念给他听。
And so he asked his servants to bring forth the book of the Chronicles and read it to him.
又刚好念到莫迪改他护驾有功啊。
And it just happened that the servants started reading to him the story of how Mordecai had saved the king's life.
所以王啊问念历史的念这个记录的人啊，说莫迪改有没有得到什么赏赐。
So the king asked his servants, for what has this man been done?
事后王的人说啊，说什么也没有。
And the servants said, nothing's been done for him.
王为什么会睡不着？
Why was it that King Xerxes couldn't sleep on that particular night?
早不晚，早不睡不着，晚不睡不着，偏偏这一天睡不着啊。
Just happened to be that special night.
睡不着有很多事情可以做啊，为什么偏偏呢？叫人家拿历史来念给他听。
And if you can't sleep, there are many things that you can do. Why was it that he asked his servants to bring forth the book of the Chronicles?
念历史很多可以念的，为什么偏偏刚好念到莫迪改救他有功的这一段？
And even the book of the Chronicles, you could read many different things. How come it was? Why was it that the servants were reading about Mordecai?
我们不晓得，我们只知道这一切的安排。好像很巧合，很刚好。
We know that it seems like pure coincidence.
但其实是神的作为啊。
But really, it was the doing of God.
正当讲到说莫迪改没有得到任何的赏赐啊。
And also, it was emphasized to the king that Mordecai never received a reward for this.
王心里正在打算要怎么样赏赐这个莫迪改。
And so the king was trying to figure out how to reward Mordecai.
就在这个时候，哈曼来求见王。
And it just turned out that this was a time Haman entered into the court.
哈曼他想要害死莫迪改。
Haman was there to try to kill Mordecai.
半夜都不得安宁跑去见王。
He couldn't fall asleep himself and was rushing to the palace as early as he could.
你看仇恨对一个人几乎能够让他疯狂。
We can see how much of a waste of time it was that the hatred brought upon Haman.
就在这个时候，王就问哈曼一个问题。
And so the king asked Haman.
四到六节，王这个哈曼见王。
From chapter four to from verse 4 to 6, it says how Haman appeared before the king.
王问他说：“王所喜悦尊荣的人当怎么样对待他呢？”
And the king asked Haman, "What should be done for the man the king delights to honor?"
哈曼心里想：“王所喜悦、所尊荣的人不是我哈曼是谁呢？”
And Haman thought to himself, "It must be me."
往自己的脸上贴金哦。
And
没有自知之明啊。
And so he was supposing that the king wanted to honor him.
所以他就将自己那种骄傲的这个愿望就讲出来了。
And so he answered the king his wildest fantasy.
将王所穿的衣服啊，还有皇冠给他戴啊，马给他骑，然后叫王极尊贵的一个大臣啊啊牵着马，让他在街在城里面走哈、啊，宣告说王所尊荣喜悦的人就是要这样对待他。
And so in verse 8 and 9 it says, have them bring a royal robe the king has worn and a horse the king has ridden, one with a royal crest placed on its head, and then let the robe and horse be entrusted to one of the most noble princes, and the man whom the king delights should ride on the horse and be proclaimed before him, this is what is done for the man the king delights to honor.
这样子的荣耀是王的荣耀。
This is the glory of that befits a king.
我们看哈曼啊，多么的贪心啊！
We can see how greedy Haman was.
多么的骄傲啊！
How proud and arrogant he was.
想要跟王一样的荣耀。
He wanted to be as glorious as the king.
如意算盘啊，啊，打得正正高兴的时候啊。
And as he was so happy,
想不到王说啊，你赶快把这个衣服啊，汗马，照你所说的，像那个坐在门。啊，这个朝门的犹大人莫迪改去行，你所说的一样也不可以少。
What he least expected was that the king would tell him to go and do this to Mordecai.
一样也不可以少。
And don't forget one thing.
本来想要得到最大的荣耀，这下子啊啊却啊是成为最大的羞辱。
And so it was that the person who wanted to get the most glory.I wound up being humbled.
人的意念往往不能够高过神的意念。
The plannings of human beings can never surpass the plannings of God.
我们来看以赛亚书的五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
五十五章第八节。
Isaiah 55 verse 8.
五十五章八节九节。
And verse 9.Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
神的意念高过人的意念。
God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神的道路高过人的道路。
God's ways are higher than our ways.
神有绝对的主权来扭转一切。
God has the power to change everything.
无论你人怎么样的狡猾，怎么样的磨算。
Regardless of how you plan, how you conspire, how you plot,
如果神不愿成就的话,
if God does not want to grant you success,
往往你所谋算的好处就是归给别人了,
then all your plans will go to naught. All your wealth will go to others.
哈曼在这里所遭遇的就是如此。
And so all of Haman's plans came to failure.
哈曼第一次参加筵席出来的时候是高高兴兴。
So when Haman departed from the first banquet, he was overjoyed.
但是第二啊，在要赴第二次筵席之前呢、啊，
But before he went to the second banquet,
六章的十二节
，verse 12 tells us what Mordecai, Haman was going through.
哈曼却悠悠闷闷的蒙着头，急忙的回家去。
Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief.
他要害死莫迪改的阴谋不但没有达成。
Not only did his plan to kill Mordecai fail,
反而啊被莫迪改给比下去了。
But he was really crushed by having to go and praise Mordecai.
这下子啊，不但王知道莫迪改是他的救命大恩人啊，让王又想起来了。
And moreover, the king was reminded of how Mordecai had saved his life.
整个苏珊城的人也都知道莫迪改是王的大恩人、啊、
And not only that, but all the people in the city knew that Mordecai had saved the king's life.
那我怎么能害死他？
How can I possibly go ahead with my plan to kill him?
越想越气。
And the more he thought about it, and the more angry he became.
更气的是啊，我堂堂一国的宰相啊，竟然在我这个最气的莫迪改前面当马夫啊。
And I became the horseman for Mordecai.
圣经说啊，说骄傲的必被降卑，谦卑的必被升高。
The Bible tells us that the proud and arrogant will be demoted, whereas the lowly will be elevated.
果然啊，完全应验在莫迪改，应验在莫迪改跟哈曼两个人的身上。
And so this is what happened to Mordecai and Haman.
回到家里呀, 看到妻子, 向他诉说一切。
And so Haman went home and once again spoke to his wife Zeresh.
那个妻子啊, 还对他落井下石啊, 他说, 如果他是犹大人啊, 你一定不会赢他的吧。
And Zeresh added insult to injury, saying, since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him, and you will surely come to ruin.
你一定会在他面前失败的。
You're going to fail.
他娶到这个太太真倒霉啊。
What a wife, huh?
不是给馊主意啊，不然就是泼冷水。
If not for bad advice, it would be adding salt to your wound.
所以弟兄们啊，娶太太要小心啊。
And so it's important to choose wisely your wife.
姐妹也是一样哦。
And sisters, choose your husbands wisely.
就在这个时候，王叫太监来催促哈曼赴以斯帖的第二个筵席。
Now while Haman and Zeresh were yet talking, the king's eunuchs arrived to take Haman to the banquet that Esther had prepared.
我们从这两章里头，我们看到神奇妙的主导。
So from these two chapters, we see God's great guidance.
整个情况，整个这个政局哈，这个时局啊，整个突然改变。
How the story was turned upside down.
看到神的介入。
We see God's ways.
如同箴言所说的，王的心在神的手中，好像龙沟里的水，随意的流走。
It's just like Proverbs says that the ways of kings are in God's hands.
我们也看到，在人看好像是刚好啊恰巧的事情，其实都是神在主导。And
also, it shows us how things that people attribute to mere coincidence are really the doings of God.
所以在我们的生命当中，我们不要以为人能够成就一切。And
so we shouldn't think that we're able to accomplish whatever we want to in life.
都是神所成就的。
Because everything is in God's hands.
在这里也让我们看到说不要与人共谋恶事。
Also, it teaches us that we should conspire to plot evil against anyone.
如同保罗这个劝导提摩太一样，要跟清心的人一起祷告。
And so Paul encourages Timothy to pray with a pure heart.
暗昧无益的事，不但不要做，还要责备做这事的。
And to have no hint of evil, and to even reprimand those who plot evil.
那我们这两章我们就分享到这里。And
so we come to a conclusion for these two chapters.
昨天讲的那三题 homework， 大家不知道有没有问题啊？
Are there any questions on the three homework questions that I gave out yesterday?
如果没有的话，今天的 homework 就只有一题而已哈。Today
there's only one new homework question.
请分享在你生命当中神怎么样在你生命当中实行他所奇妙的带领。你可以写你的信主的见证，或者是写你任何这个所遇到的见证。And
the homework question for today is to look upon your own life and experiences and see how God has guided you in a miraculous or magnificent fashion.
很多人在他的生命当中都像这个莫迪改一样，看起来好像是刚好恰巧。
Perhaps some of us have experienced what happened to Mordecai. It seems like pure coincidence.
或者是像哈曼一样。
Or like Haman.
结果神 带领主导的一切。
And then God's guidance and His hand wind up saving the day.
我们可以想想看，在我们的生命当中、信仰生活里面有没有类似的情形？
And so we can think about any testimonies or life experiences that we may have had.